We've been talking about it for the last several days, the lava flow erupting from Kilauea on the Big Island of Hawaii, and it continues this morning. There's no end in sight to it. We know that 30 homes have been lost so far in the Leilani Estates subdivision of the Big Island. Zan Myers lived in Sonoma County for many, many years and has now lived on the Big Island for many years. Glad to welcome you to the show, Zan. Good morning.
Good morning.
One of the things, yeah, aloha, aloha. I'm glad there's still the aloha spirit on the Big Island, no matter what happens. I guess lava flow on the Big Island isn't a surprise to any resident of Hawaii. In fact, a lot of tourists spend a lot of money to come watch the lava flow into the ocean, but this is a different circumstance, isn't it?
This is really different. Usually our lava flows happen at the top of the mountains and go through pretty much uninhabited, undeveloped areas. This is different in that it started right in the middle of a housing development with cracks in the road. There were cracks from the earthquakes that we had. We were swarms of earthquakes. We knew something was happening. And now there's volcanoes in the middle of the street. It's unbelievable. It's like something out of a sci-fi movie. I've just never, ever seen anything like this. You know, hundreds of feet, into the air, splattering down over people's homes. It's just unbelievable.
Well, there are brand new, fissures being created because of all of this energy being released by Mother Earth. And one of the things that it is wreaking havoc on is the air quality. We expected the air quality to be pretty bad right at the site of that lava flow. But what's it like on the rest of the Big Island?
We're all affected by it. People are getting headaches, and there are definitely some respiratory issues for people who, have asthma or the elderly or people who have compromised respiratory problems anyway. They don't like living on that side of the island for that reason. But it's everywhere now. You can smell it. You can smell the sulfur in the air.
I would think so. And the Big Island is known for its VOG, the volcanic fog that is a part of most days on the Big Island, but this is something different.
Oh, absolutely. VOG has been with us since the 1980s, when Kilauea started erupting. But this is a whole lot different because not only do you have one volcano, you have 10 fissures, 10 active fissures, which are each themselves a volcano, stretching over a period of several miles. So the amount of pollution that's going into the air is unbelievable. That is one of the main reasons why they don't let people coming back into Leilani Estate is because of the air quality, for sure.
And that is that's sort of the epicenter at this moment, and we hope there are no new epicenters when it comes to this volcanic eruption. And a lot of people in the Leilani Estates subdivision were allowed back into their homes to retrieve belongings, etc. A lot of those people stayed. Now they're being asked, I guess there was a cell phone warning last night for those people to re-evacuate, and some of them just aren't going to go.
Yeah, it's their home. It's all people have, and some people haven't been able to find their animals, so they're still looking for them. And it depends on the wind. If the wind takes the trade wind seems to take it, in a different direction, then that's good. But if the wind shifts, it could overcome you immediately, and you could die. So that's why they had to pull everybody out again, and they're trying to get people out, but they really can't, because it's really dangerous for the, first responders too. So there are a lot of them are sick. They're in hospitals now because of having to deal with, the air.
And
go
ahead.
It was just so strange because after the earthquake, there were cracks in the road. In the middle of this neighborhood, the cracks started widening and they started lengthening. And pretty soon they started steaming. And then they started splitting more, and you could see the gold, the orange down inside where the lava was.
Wow.
And then they started bubbling out, and then it was 100 feet high. And it's unbelievable. It's just like it just came oozing up through people's yards, through on the streets. And now those same fissures, the 10 fissures that are active, are all spewing lava, and it's going 1, 2, 3 miles away from the original source. So it is flowing through the community that's not even near the fissures. It's really sad.
That's the scary part, I guess, for everybody who lives on the Big Island, is how far will that expansion go?
Oh, yeah, and there's no stopping it. People say, well, can't you bulldoze or drop ice or something? But, you cannot stop Madame Pele.
Well,
people who live here know that.
Yeah.
You have to be willing to let it go.
And as you know, Zan, we are quite familiar with the concept of evacuation and of natural disasters in the last almost 7 months now. So we know something about that. But a fire, at least you can turn on a fire hose. And with enough effort and enough people, then you can have some impact on that. The same cannot be said for lava. There's nothing to but wait and see.
That's right. That's right. It was interesting you mentioned that, because I was pretty glued to the TV during your fires, too. And my heart goes out to all of you who are affected, which is the whole community. I know that. But there was one man who was on television here. He said, my house is being burned right now, and I just came from Santa Rosa because I lost my house over there 3 months ago.
Wow.
And it was just unbelievable that this man had to deal twice with two very weird and very extensive,
disasters.
Nature freaks.
Yeah, it is
unbelievable.
That's a very, very strange circumstance. And so many Californians at large have a connection to the Hawaiian Islands. It's so much closer for us to travel to. So many of us do on a regular basis. And that's why we're paying particular attention to what's going on the Big Island. Are there any changes? I mean, I'm sure there are tourists that are coming over to spend time on the Big Island right about now that are thinking to themselves, man, this is a great case of bad timing.
Well, yes, because so many things have been, canceled. The Volcano National Park is on and off again, depending on air quality and earthquakes and whatnot. And a lot of people come to that. A lot of people take boat rides to come and see the lava.
Yeah.
And yes, everybody's affected for sure, especially on the East Island,
Yeah, it's widely affected, and of course it's making news all over the world. And for one thing, it's the physical spectacle of it. And it is the notion, as we've talked about, that there's nothing you can do. If you ever needed to witness the power of Mother Nature, volcanic flow is probably at the top of the list when it comes to things out of your hands.
I believe so. You mentioned earlier that people in California are connected to Hawaii, and I think it's because we all feel like we're island people anyway, because we're outdoors and we're active and we love the ocean. A lot of Californians come here to live, for sure.
Like you.
But like me. Like me.
Yes, and it's it's a situation that none of us wish for anybody living on the earth. But just so you know, we are keeping our eyes and our ears and our hearts open to the folks in Hawaii dealing with this latest volcanic eruption. Thanks so much for being here, Zan. Appreciate it very much.
You're welcome. Thank you, and good luck to everybody over there.
All right. That is Zan Myers from the Big Island of Hawaii, talking about how folks who live there are dealing with this latest volcanic eruption. And again, as Zan pointed out, one of the issues is not just that first lava flow going into the Leilani subdivision, and so far 30 homes lost because of that lava flow, but it's also because of the number of fissures that have been opened up alongside that flow that are getting wider and deeper as the hours go by. So a lot of concern on the Big Island when it comes to where is this whole... Well, we know where it's going to end up. It's going to end up in the ocean, but how much damage is collected along the way is the question mark right now.